For lots of American kids, summer vacation means freedom from homework or from work of any kind, but not if you're a farm kid. We've been following the Griffune family of Ankeny, Iowa, on their 1,100-acre farm near Des Moines. Craig and LaVon Griffune raise corn, soybeans, beef, and poultry. They've also raised four children, Autumn, Nick, Philip, and Julia, and their story comes to us from John Bewin of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.
These are the little turkeys. Yeah, they're 3.5 weeks old. These are the heritage turkeys, and so there's a mixture of bourbon red, blue slate, the two chocolate turkeys, standard bronze, and Narragansett and royal palm in here. The heritage turkeys, it takes quite a bit longer to finish. It's about 28 weeks. They'll be ready for this Thanksgiving. My name is Autumn Ogden, and I'm 25 years old, and I'm the oldest of the four Griffune children. I graduated from Iowa State. I got a bachelor's degree in agricultural studies. Then I moved to Colorado with my husband, Laramie. We got married and lived in Colorado, and I've been there for 3 years and moved back last spring, and have just been figuring out where my niche is going to be on the farm and how we're going to work adding another family into our farming operation. So every day is a new adventure.
Is there ketchup out? Julia, while you're not doing anything, could you unload the dishwasher so I could sit down and eat?
I'm LaVon Griffune. We live on my husband's family farm. Our kids are the sixth generation to be on the land, the fifth generation to be in this house.
We usually eat at 10 o'clock at night.
Usually 9.
We start at 9.
You just hate to, you know, like if you're doing something in the field or something, you got a couple hours of daylight left, and you just hate to stop to eat supper when you can work that other couple hours and then come in and stay in for the night.
Obviously, we value work around here.
Philip and Autumn are a lot alike. They both buckle down and get done what needs to be done.
Yeah, I basically just help Dad fill the planter, do whatever he tells me to do, and then listen to him complain to me when something's wrong, do chores, and that's about it.
Philip is 17.
I don't like TV or video games or anything like that. I'd rather be outside. We go and ride four-wheelers and dirt bikes, play tag on them. We'll go swimming or play football games. Once it gets dark, we'll get the spotlights from the shop and set those up in the yard.
And Julia, now that's another case.
I'm the youngest of all four kids. I'm 15.
It seems like every time I come in and find her, she's sitting in front of the TV, claiming she's multitasking by folding clothes or sweeping the floor or something, but you know, and watching TV at the same time.
I'm finishing my great-grandpa's dresser to take to the county fair. You have to strip it, and then you have to sand it, and stain it, and varnish it, and buff it. There's a lot of sanding. Let's just put it that way.
Nick,
he's a student at Iowa State University.
I'm 22 years old.
If he can find some way of where it benefits him, then he'll do it.
I'm kind of the dreamer, I'd say, of the family. And when I turned 13, me and my best friend decided we wanted to buy a four-wheeler. And Mom said, if you want a four-wheeler, then you need to get the money to buy a four-wheeler.
This chicken house is quartered off. This half is for the laying hens. The other half is for the small. We raise broilers, which are the eating chickens.
I had no desire to raise chickens, having done it as a kid. My son wanted to raise chickens.
Nick, when he first started wanting to do it, he thought in his head that if he raised 100 chickens and sold them for $5 a piece, that he'd have $500 and he could buy a used four-wheeler.
And then I started to figure out my feed bill cost me $480. I ended up losing money the first go around.
He was in the hole, $13. And so then the second batch, he ordered, I think he ordered more chickens and got his corn from Craig and started grinding his own. And then there were no antibiotics in it, so it was a value added, and he upped the price of his chickens.
To $7 a bird.
Sold all those, and my feed bill went from $400 down to about $120-some. So we turned quite a nice profit, and I eventually did get my four-wheeler.
Years later, we've been raising chickens ever since.
Eventually, I want a farm. That's, in the long run, that's what I really want to do. The degree is really just something kind of fall back on, just in case. I mean, yeah, there's hard work at times, but if I ever have kids, I'd like them to have the same experiences that I did as a kid.
Our farm stories are produced by John Biewen of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.